Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out to our producer, Malia. Hey, Malia, how was your weekend?
Erica was good. Just had like a little Avengers marathon, and that was about it.
My son and I did that a few years back when they were coming out. We watched like all of them, the Hulk, Captain America, you name it. It was a great weekend. Did you get any self-care and me time besides your binge watching? You know, what are some of your favorite wellness activities that you do to kind of recharge?
Yeah, that's definitely one of my self-care kind of go-to activities, is just putting on a movie for myself and just enjoying it.
I love it. No interruptions.
Yep.
And I think that's kind of what we're going to get at today is, you know, wellness is multifaceted. It includes what we eat, what we watch in your case, right? Getting active, making sure that we are sticking with a routine, but also something that is not too strict and not boring, right? We want to make sure that we are keeping our minds engaged as well as our body. And of course, sleeping well. It is also includes being surrounded by supportive people, silencing that inner critic, living a life of balance, taking every possible action that you can to control, to avoid that stress-related health risks, and really customizing it to fit you, because wellness is all-inclusive of you. And wellness, resiliency, and stress management is just what we're talking about with today's guest. And I am so happy to have her back on the show. She has been here before. Dr. Sandy Shaw has been on Get Rooted Radio. And if you have not heard her podcast, it's out in the archives. Go listen to it. It's wonderful. And I am honored and privileged to have her back today. So for those who may not know her, let me tell you a little bit about her. As an industrial organizational psychologist, a national board certified health and wellness coach, and a certified professional coach, Dr. Sandy Shaw has been inspired to pursue a career helping professionals with their health and wellness so they may live their life well. She is passionate about managing stress, as she is a burnout survivor. I think so many of us are, and we forget that we need to take those steps and show people what we can do. Dr. Shaw is also a self-published author and an entrepreneur. Her clients are from different industries, from healthcare to technology to education. And she's seen what works and what doesn't. Dr. Shaw is also a certified resilience and thriving facilitator, certified in the National Diabetes Prevention Program, and has received a professional learning certificate in genealogical studies in Irish and in American geological studies and methodology from the National Institute of Geological Studies. Her books include Let's Laugh, Dementia with Dignity, You, A Woman's Guide for Awareness and Self-Discovery, The Art of Stress Relief, and Genealogy, Let's Get Started. Dr. Shaw enjoys the outdoors, football, and the Tour de France. So thank you again for joining, and I'm so glad to have you on the show, Sandy.
Thank you, Erica. I'm excited and honored to be back.
So let's just jump right into it. And we're talking about wellness and resiliency and stress. So what is stress?
Yeah, that's such a great question. The fundamentals of stress is the same for every person, meaning it is the brain and the body's reaction to something that's happening. meaning our brain is primitive. So it doesn't know if you're, what it is sensing is that you're having to run from the saber-toothed tiger, or if you're having a stressful day from at the workplace. It senses that as the same thing. So it causes your body to do all kinds of things. And then what happens, what makes it different for people is how our bodies react. For instance, some people under chronic stress, high stress, will lose weight. Some people will gain weight. So in that regard, it's different, but the fundamental is the same. It is our primitive brain's reaction to something that it is sensing as danger, such as even if you step in front of a moving car and you have to jump away. The body is trying to protect you. The brain goes into survival mode, is basically what it's trying to do. So that's a, kind of a down and dirty definition of stress.
And I think you mentioned it, but you said chronic stress. You know, how and why is chronic stress bad for us? I mean, I'll give you an example of why it was bad for me, but I mean, why is that? I mean, it makes sense, right? If something's chronic and long-term, it's probably not going to be good for you unless it's a healthy habit, but.
Right. So the chronic stress, prolonged chronic stress. So yes. We all have chronic stress and it's going to come and go. And that's natural. The come and go is natural. The body does what it was made to do. It's when that chronic stress lasts hour after hour, day after day, month after month, year after year, and there's no let up. Think of stepping on the gas pedal in the car and you're revving it on high and you just never let off. And then eventually you run out of gas, burn the engine up. And that is really similar to what happens to the body. The body, when it's under stress, it produces the stress hormone called cortisol. In its natural state, it's perfectly fine. It's doing what it's supposed to do, is save you. But when we prolong it, and I call it the cortisol faucet, when we leave that faucet on and that cortisol just keeps running, like you're filling up a bathtub and we never turn it off, eventually that bathtub overflows. And that's what happens to us. The cortisol overflows. That cortisol interferes with our blood sugars. So if you're a diabetic, you kind of get a double whammy with that, having the added stress. Stress can, and then because of that cortisol, we can gain excess belly fat and the visceral fat, which is not the good fat. We don't want the visceral fat. It can grossly interfere with cardiovascular system. So it can cause higher cholesterol, and then we know higher cholesterol can lead to heart problems. We know visceral fat can lead to diabetes, which can lead to heart problems. It just really, there's nothing it doesn't touch. We can get major digestive issues, and that's what happened to me. I ended up getting gallstones, and my gallbladder was removed. And the doctor said my gallstone was the size of a tennis ball. And he had to, which I can't even imagine. And he had to break it up just to get out, remove the stones, and then still remove the gallbladder. And then you have to relearn to eat. So that was chronic stress. And I didn't realize what was happening at the time. And I think that's what happens to a lot of us. We don't realize it because it's just, it's an everyday thing.
It's normal, right? For me, that's normal. What are you talking about, right?
Exactly. But the physical damages, they pile up and our body tries to send us signals. And for someone that's not gone through chronic stress, we may not know what the signals are, but those of us that have gone through it, and when we start to have those signals, we know, we're like, oh, hold on, I got to back off. You might think of some other physical attributes. If you're starting to have headaches, if you hold tension in your shoulders, I'm a big tension holder in the shoulders. Those are some other physical, say early warning signs.
Yeah. And it's funny is that I actually didn't know. I mean, I knew I was under stress, right? I had stress and anxiety, but I didn't know to what effect, because in my mind, I was in great physical condition. I was training for a half marathon. I had lost weight because I was training. I felt physically, for the most part, really good. Mm-hmm. And I actually ended up having a stroke, a TIA. Mm-hmm. And one of the major contributing factors was the chronic stress and anxiety, because that increases the inflammation in your arteries and throughout your body and can mm-hmm. really narrow and stiffen the vessels. And that's what happened in my case. It just in a small manner. I mean, now it's great, right? They're fine, but it took this attack to do this. And mm-hmm. I wasn't listening to my body because I was assuming it was other things. I'm training. Mm-hmm. Of course I'm sore, right? Of course, right. All this stuff is going on.
Right.
And I think you can't just rely on some of those physical symptoms, right? You have to look at your whole self. And that's why that mm-hmm. balance is so important. But how do you know if you're under stress or burnout? Because I knew, but I didn't know to that point, right? I knew I had mm-hmm. stuff going on in my life. My father had just passed away. My mother was terminally ill and she was going through dementia on top of it. And mm-hmm. so it was all these things adding up, but I didn't think it was that bad because I wasn't listening to myself or seeing the signs. So how can others know if you're under that stress or burnout?
Yeah, that's a great question, because that's exactly what happened to me. I was still go, 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 and still, in good moods and still happy and still doing things. And I didn't realize it either. And I was caregiver for my mom, who had been recently diagnosed with dementia back then. I was in school for my PhD. I was working and I was doing just fine, quote unquote, I should say in air quotes. So some of the early warning signs is waking up tired, even after a night's sleep. Even if you don't wake up in the middle of the night, you sleep through it, but you wake up, you're still tired. Needing more than a long weekend to rest. The mental fatigue, that starts to kind of creep in, and things such as not even being able to recall a person's name or a street address, simple things that mm-hmm. normally came very easy for you. Some emotional signs: if you're losing patience, if you get annoyed quicker than you used to, and you're thinking, why is that bothering me? That didn't used to bother me. It could be a sign of chronic stress leading to burnout. Snapping, especially at your friends or your loved ones, people at boss, withdrawing from your social friends outside of COVID restrictions. and that happened to me. I started withdrawing, and that's simply because you just don't have the energy to go be social. You're yeah. trying to save the energy for yourself so you can still work. So you can still work and you can still function, but work productivity starts to lessen or suffer a little bit. You start to do just what you need to do. You no longer are doing the extras that you used to do. I always used to do extras and go the extra mile. That stops when you get into stress or burnout.
And I think those are all great things for people to remember, and you may not see it, right? When you start looking back after an incident, mm-hmm. you're like, oh my gosh, all the signs are right there. Well, how did yeah. I miss this? And that's where little things like journaling and making sure that you are kind of paying attention to those things, and you can just, what was my mood? What did I eat? Did I sleep? Did I feel like I didn't sleep well, but I got a good 8 hours of sleep and I wasn't restless and exactly. I wasn't this. And I think monitoring yourself so you know what really is happening, because we live every day and sometimes we're not paying attention to that, but we need to.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the inner critic, or what, like Dr. Shaw likes to call it, is your personal gremlin. But before we go, Sandy, tell listeners how they can learn more about you.
Absolutely. So my website is called livewellandenjoylife.com, which became my motto after surviving burnout, was live well and enjoy life.
I love it. So to learn more about Dr. Shah, livewellandenjoylife.com. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Being a mom is one of the most rewarding and challenging parts of life. And you are tired, I'm sure. But look, when you make time for personal development, you will show up better for your children. Alicia Lyons is the mom support coach, helping moms like you become the people they want their kids to look up to. Schedule your free consultation at alishalyons.com today. ALYSIALYONS.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Do you wish you could wake up feeling motivated, inspired, and fully connected to your higher self so that you make better, more intentional decisions throughout the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. Please help me welcome back my guest, Dr. Sandy Shah. Thanks for being with us again today, Sandy.
Thanks, Erica. I'm delighted to be here.
So we are talking about wellness, resiliency, and stress management. And this segment, we want to focus on that inner critic, or what you like to call your personal gremlin. I mean, I know how destructive negative self-talk can be, but tell me more about this gremlin. How much power does it have? I mean, because I'm thinking, you know, don't feed it after midnight, don't get it wet.
That was a great name.
But I mean, how much power does it really have over you?
You know, that's a great question. And in its simplest terms, well, I should say the simplest answer, how much power it has is how much attention you give gremlin. So think of, you know, gremlin is your inner voice. It's your inner critic. Technically, by definition, a gremlin is a folkloric creature wreaking havoc on machinery, such as aircraft. So, in other words, a gremlin is a mischievous creature causing a malfunction. And so that's what gremlin is designed to do. It's designed to cause you to malfunction. So it is performing exactly as intended when it talks you out of doing something good or making a healthy change. And Gremlin doesn't like any kind of change, whether it's for the good or the bad. It just hates it. It wants you to stay on said course and not deviate. So how much you listen to Gremlin is how much power you're giving Gremlin. Now, I like to call Gremlin also the pickup artist. If we think back in days when, you know, if you walk into a bar and you're getting hit on someone and, you know, they give you this line that they've practiced, the pickup artist knows which lines work and which lines don't. And that's your Gremlin. Your Gremlin knows what works because it has been able to talk you out of things in the past. So it knows what pickup line, so to speak, to use on you. It knows which lines causes you to malfunction and which lines don't work. Gremlin has been with you for your entire life. So it knows you best. At least it would like to think it does. You know, and then just as the pickup artist in the bar, if you look across the room and you just happen to catch eyes with someone and they start walking towards you, you're like, oh, no, 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 no. That's exactly how Gremlin is. If you just give it a little hint of attention, it's coming for you. So Gremlin has the amount of power basically that we give it, how much we listen to Gremlin, how much we give it that quick little glance and we're like, oh, shoot. You know, then Gremlin wakes up and it's like, oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. It's like the cute little fuzzy when they start, right? You just right. Like, I just looked at it. Like, look at, oh, he's so cute. And then he turns into this mean, awful thing. I love the analogy because I literally had to go on mute a second ago when you said you just gave it a glance and it started walking over to you. I'm like, yes, bad date when you've been in a bar and somebody's you're like, no, I wasn't looking at you. Stop coming towards me.
Exactly.
And it's true because we are so many times our own worst critic, and that mm-hmm. negative self-talk that we do. And like, you know, would you say it to your best girlfriend, something awful, or a complete stranger? Why do you say it to yourself? And we do.
Right.
And we give those voices in our heads. I mean, I have more voices than others, but we give them so much power and control. And it is hard to ignore them because, like you said, we've known ourselves our whole life. And sometimes mm-hmm. we can't be honest with ourselves, whether mm-hmm. that's for good reason or for bad reason. You know, we can't give ourselves enough credit, or we can't be honest with ourselves when we have a bad habit or bad attitude or something like, you know, something like that. I mean, it can be a very downfall. But why can't we ignore that? I mean, is it because we've known ourselves for so long, or is it just because it's so much easier to listen to that than the unknown?
I think it's a bit of both. And let's take, you know, there's a very popular example of trying to lose weight. And let's say we've been through stress, we've gained some weight, now we're trying to lose it. And we can get into a roller coaster of trying to lose weight. Well, Gremlin is just gaining traction. And so the next time we're like, I am losing weight net this year. This is the time. It's going to happen. But Gremlin's ready because Gremlin's been there. Gremlin's been with you in the past. Every time you've tried to lose weight, and let's say you have lost it, but then gained it back, Gremlin's ready. Gremlin knows what's coming. And so deep down, it's almost like that negative self-talk starting to come out. You've tried this 3 times in the past. What's going to make this different this time? You know, it's a self-talk with yourself. So that makes it hard to ignore because it's there. It's in our mind. It's in our brain. That's what makes it hard to ignore because we do know ourselves best. Gremlin knows us. And every time Gremlin succeeds, it grows in power. So that makes it hard to ignore.
And I think that is the big thing. You're giving it power. It's like if you want to magnify in something, right? If you mm-hmm. continue to pay it attention, if you continue to focus on it, it's going to get larger. It's going to magnify. But if we go out and look for something different. Look and stop listening to that negative self-talk. We can move forward. But what are some of the tips and tricks, right? How do we take back control over our gremlin?
Yeah, so I have a 4-step process I like to use. And the first step is to recognize your gremlin. Let's just acknowledge gremlin. Let's recognize it. Let's recognize when we're saying something to ourselves that we know it's the gremlin. So I have an exercise I like to do with my clients, and I have them write down the top 3 pickup lines that gremlin uses on them. And it can be something simple as, you can't do this. You haven't done it in the past. You know, that's pickup line number one. You know, and then so it's going to be dependent on each person. So it's different. So the first step is recognize your gremlin. Let's just recognize it, call it out, and write down the top 3 pickup lines that our gremlin uses on us. And then the second part is to contradict a gremlin. So for instance, if it says, you're not going to succeed this time, you're going to contradict it and say, oh, yes, I am. And you're going to say it with some conviction. In the beginning, you know, even if it's like a little bitty conviction, that's okay. We're going to start it. And you know, gremlin thinks you're supposed to consult it anytime you want to make a change. And so we have to take the power back from gremlin. And, you know, when you try to make a change, gremlin wakes up, it's feeding it after midnight. The gremlin wakes up, it's like, whoa, Erica's trying to make a change. What is she doing? We're not going to have that. And then that's where you come in and say, oh, yes, we are going to have it. And it's, contradicting gremlin and taking back some of that control. Now, it's very critical to not get into a debate with gremlin. It's like getting into a debate with the pickup artist at the bar. It's going to go on and on. It's going to get annoying. You just might even finally just give in just to, you know, get rid of the pickup artist. So we don't want to debate with gremlin. Gremlin most always is going to win the debate. It knows what lines to use on you, even if you say no in the beginning. Just like the pickup artist in the bar usually doesn't take no for the first time. They keep on going. So does your gremlin. Your gremlin will go down its list. That's why I have my clients write down the top 3 lines that it likes to use on you. It knows the tricks to use. It knows what's going to work because it's done it in the past. So it's going to keep going down that list. So it's important to not debate. Just every time you hear a new pickup line, just contradict it to the positive. And then remove gremlin. So my clients love this part. It's a visual. So if you think of you're in your car and all of a sudden you're driving down and there's a fast food restaurant. Gremlin's like, oh, donut. And you're like, nope, not donut. You know, gremlin's going down its list. The visual is to literally remove gremlin. So you can roll your window down, like reach in the back seat, throw gremlin out the door, roll your window back up and keep looking forward. Don't look to the side to see what happens because it's hanging on the window trying to get you to look at it. So don't do it. Just keep looking forward. And this is all visual in your mind. And just remove gremlin. Get it out of the way. I have clients that put a gag on gremlin to make it be quiet and stop talking. And then the last one is just to regain your confidence. And this just comes with practice. You know, gremlin's not going to give up easily. So you don't give up easily. Just remember to contradict it. Throw it out the window. Use some positive affirmations. Whatever you need to do to regain your confidence back.
And that is an awesome 4-step process. And I mean, and for me, the examples that you gave are so great because not only is it, you know, trying to get rid of that, you know, pickup artist that's coming on, because how many times do you just want to get away from them, right? Just walk away. And if you need to think of your gremlin as that, you know, think of them as that. And I think that's so great. And it's important because yes, even though this is you talking to yourself, it's you talking to yourself in a way that you wouldn't necessarily talk to others. So like, you know, be Polly positive, not Debbie Downer.
Exactly.
Or if you want to take another SNL reference, don't be Debbie Downer, be Stuart, Stuart Smalley. Say the positive affirmations in your mirror. And I joke about that. I've said that on a lot of different episodes, but it's so true, right? If we get used to saying it to ourselves in the mirror and get comfortable with saying those things in the mirror, it will just be part of our habit, right? Because we are enough. We are great. We are going to achieve our goals. Because if we don't believe it, how are we going to accomplish it?
Exactly. Well said.
Yeah. So let's take a quick break, and we will come back, and we're going to discuss what we can do about our wellness. Before we go, Sandy, tell listeners again how they can learn more about you.
Yeah. So I have a website, livewellandenjoylife.com. And then also you can just reach me at contactme@livewellandenjoylife.com.
Awesome. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit urpurepotential.com for more info.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn more about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Dr. Sandy Shaw. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you, Erica. Glad to be here.
So we've been talking about wellness and resiliency and stress management. And if you missed the last two segments, you're going to want to download the podcast and hear all about the gremlins and the pickup artists, because you missed a good tips and tricks, and it will stick with you for sure. But now we want to talk about what can we do about it, right? About our wellness, about our stress. What can we do about it? And, you know, honestly, I'm going to turn it right over to you, Sandy. And what can we do about it? How do we make sure that we are being balanced, that our wellness isn't just one-sided, right? So that our wellness wheel of sorts is mm-hmm. not lopsided, so that when we're traveling around, riding on our bike of wellness, it's not mm-hmm. a rocky ride.
Right. I love acronyms. So I like to think of this as the EMS of stress relief. So eating, moving, and sleeping. And so with eating, it's easier said than done to not eat the processed foods, because when you are stressed and on burnout, most always you're going to be craving something, and it's either going to be carbs, sugars, or salt. I was the sugar fiend. That was what I wanted. And the more we eat it, the more we crave it. And it's because it hits a spot in the brain that is, it's like the happy spot. It's the addictive spot. It's the feel good spot. And sugar and carbs can give us an instant high on energy, and the brain likes that. So when that wears off, the brain wants more of it. And so as we get more stressed, we get more cravings for these foods, and it can feel like an endless cycle. And it starts off slowly. Again, it's one of those things we don't realize what's going on. It starts off slowly. And with the end, for me, I'm embarrassed to say, but I could sit down and eat a box of cookies. And I didn't even really like the cookies. And they were my husband's cookies, so he was not happy. But that's how bad it can get. And or even like the box of cookies in a day. But that's how bad it can get. And sugars are bad, of course. We know that one. Carbs will turn into whatever the body doesn't use for fuel. It will turn the rest of it into sugars, fats, and it just gets stored in our body. So to combat that, I always suggest to clients just to, you know, replace one thing. So for instance, for me, or you could either try to have one healthier meal. So for me, I started with having a healthier breakfast. And then I just became smoothies. That was it for me in the mornings. I'm not a big breakfast person to begin with. And so I need quick, I need simple, I mean 5 minutes and less. And a smoothie does that for me. And in the smoothie, you can get things like oats, fruit. Like I put raw oatmeal in there. I put the frozen cherries. I put unsweetened cocoa powder. You can add honey if you can tolerate honey. Different things like that. The whole grains, those foods can also help make you feel fuller longer. And also to try to help combat those cravings of the sugars, the carbs, the salts. And when those cravings hit, a couple of things my clients do, they find really helpful. One is they drink a glass of water, maybe have a handful of nuts, and say, get back to work, and then they have forgotten about it. So that's been very helpful for them. Another one is to distract themselves. Sometimes if you, that mid-afternoon, it's actually a study was done that found at 3 to 5 o'clock was the magic time in the afternoon, really it's about 3 to 4, when people just feel tired, get really, those cravings start to set in, they start snacking. So that's the actual study done for that. And so some people, they will, my clients, they'll get up and they just go take like a 5 minute walk or 5 minute stretch. And what that's doing is getting the blood flowing again. And that blood brings oxygen to the brain, and the brain loves oxygen. It thrives on oxygen. So if you can just walk outside, take in a few deep breaths, that's a distraction to try to stave off those cravings too. And so that's what the eating part is, really just trying to get in some of those healthy foods slowly, one thing at a time. We're not going to try to take everything at once.
And I like what you said about one thing at a time. I know I personally do it. I don't want to say everybody does it, but many people do try to do too much, right? I'm just going to have salads. I'm just going to do this. And they miss, right, the proteins, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. they're not watching the dressings they put on the salad. So do the one thing at a time, slowly introduce and go, because if you try to do too much at once, you almost set yourself up for failure.
Yes, exactly. Don't do too much. And just remember Gremlin. Gremlin's going to be there waiting for you. So one thing at a time. And then we can also work on trying to get in some activity. Like I just mentioned, you know, someone might go take a 5-minute walk. The one thing, well, I mentioned how activity gets the blood flowing, but activity also releases serotonin, which I call the happy hormone. Think of happy hormone, serotonin, it's Pac-Man. In Pac-Man, serotonin is coming through and eating the cortisol, stress hormone. And that's exactly what happens. The serotonin combats that stress hormone, cortisol. So it helps to eliminate the cortisol and then fill you with the happy hormone, serotonin. And so we want that. So that's going to be your Pac-Man. And we can start with 10 minutes. There's a ton of research that says 10 minutes of activity is very effective. And if you can get 3 10-minute bouts of activity in a day, it's just as effective as 1 30-minute session. So don't think you have to go all in on activity. Don't think you've got to get in cardio. You've got to get in stretching. You've got to get in strength training all at once. We work our way up. And something else that happens when you get stressed and on burnout is you lose your energy. So you become very tired, which means you're like, I don't feel like going for a walk. I don't feel like going to the gym. It's that vicious cycle again. But yet activity is really what we need the most. And because it fights that cortisol and you tend to feel better after activity, but start with 10 minutes.
Yeah. And 10 minutes is so doable. I did that when I was getting back into working out, right? Is that especially after an injury, it's if you just even walk for 10 minutes, or maybe you do, okay, I'm going to do some, you know, core work and some weight. Like if I'm sitting here at my desk, I'm going to try to take some weights and just do some arm curls or tricep dips. And I can still be here listening to something or reviewing a meeting online and still get that 10 minutes in. It doesn't mean you have to leave everything behind. And I think sometimes people have that mentality that it's all or nothing. I mean, I raise my hand as I say that because sometimes I can be very much an all or nothing person. Either I'm going to go work out for an hour or I'm not going to do it at all.
Exactly. And Gremlin's right there waiting for you.
Yep.
Yes. You know, and then something else I want to touch on is sleeping. And when we're stressed, our sleep gets disrupted. And that's because of that cortisol, the stress hormone. And so, again, there's that vicious cycle. If we don't sleep well or we do sleep well, we wake up tired. And then we go through the day and we're tired at the end. So a few things that my clients have found extremely helpful and for some more so than they ever thought it would. Meditating. And meditating doesn't mean sitting on the floor with your legs crossed and going, I mean, it can for you know, but we have that stereotype image of it. But for me, meditating is just laying flat on the bed with my arms crossed, my eyes closed. And it's a visualization of like a fantasy vacation, something of that nature. It's positive. So that's helpful. And then a breathing technique. And this one is so simple. You can do this anywhere that you are. Close your eyes and you take in a deep breath through your nose for a count of three, hold for a count of three, release out through the mouth for a count of three, wait for a count of three, and then just repeat that like three times. And it's amazing how much that calms the brain down.
And I love that because I think there is a misconception. Don't get me wrong. I love a really good meditation session and it could be 20 minutes. It could be an hour and a half sound bath, right? And I love those, but I don't always have time for that. So even that 2 minute, you know, an app on your phone, a breathing, like you're just, you know, doing the box or the, you know, 8-second count, that little bit that's that mindfulness, even like the mindfulness when you're eating, making sure that when you're actually paying attention to what you're eating, the texture, the chewing, the, you know, don't just shovel it in because we're really hungry and we're running out of time. But all that does lead to a calmness. And sometimes I even do that, like meditating before I go to bed. Yes. And it's the laying down and just nice deep breaths, nice relaxing thinking. And I even think of it sometimes it's, I'm saying my prayers before I go to bed as a form of meditation, saying thank you. And I'm thinking of all these different people, and then I'm relaxed and I can fall asleep easier. Yes, I find if exactly. I don't do that, I'm tossing and turning, trying to get to sleep because I'm thinking about everything else.
Exactly. You hit it. It's really about calming the brain to be able to get to sleep. My husband calls it the circus when he doesn't get calmed down. He's like, the circus was alive last night in the brain. That's exactly what it is. It's just calming the brain so you can get to sleep.
So for you listeners, it's EAS, right?
EMS. Eat, move. Yeah. Eat, move, sleep.
Eat, move, sleep. I said A. Eat, move, sleep. All right. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about a sustainable lifestyle. Before we go, Sandy, tell listeners again how they can learn more about you.
Yeah. So my website is livewellandenjoylife.com. And then you can also email me at contactme@livewellandenjoylife.com.
Awesome. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune into the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Start shifting possibilities into probabilities with Colette Marie Steffen through her Energetic Upgrade online programs and personal consultations. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Are you ready to get your shift together? Book a 45-minute energetic upgrade session with Colette and check out all the energetic upgrade programs at thetruthisfunny.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last few segments, go to getrootedradio.com. That's getrootedradio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events and pricing for upcoming coaching sessions at getrootedradio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Dr. Sandy Shaw. Thanks for being with us again today. And tell listeners how they can reach you.
Hi, Erica. Yes, thank you. So I have a website, livewellandenjoylife.com. And then also you can email me at contactme@livewellandenjoylife.
That's live well and enjoy life. Thank you so much. So we've been talking about wellness and resilience and stress management, and who doesn't have stress in their life and could learn how to manage it better? I mean, I'm over here raising my hands, pointing at myself, saying me. So let's just kind of go through what would it take to make this part of a lifestyle, right? It's just like when we say, we don't want to say diets, right? We want to say a lifestyle. And when we can make it a part of our normal routine, we always know it works better. So how do we sustain proper stress management and really working this into our daily lives?
Yep. Great question. And we do want to take on, get ourselves to accept and acknowledge and say, it's okay for the mindset of one small step at a time. And when I say small step, I mean small step. So we could think of the KISS method, but I'm going to call it keep it silly simple. And really silly simple. I mean, well, for instance, when I use myself as an example, you know, I worked on changing out my breakfast one thing at a time. I'm not a breakfast person. So I ended up with, I came up with smoothies. One small thing. Then, you know, if you want to pick activity to work on first or moving your body to help with stress, you may say, well, I'm going to get a 10-minute walk in one day this week. And that may not sound like much, but when you are stressed or even in burnout, that's a lot because it takes energy to get yourself to go and do that. We also want to start small because we have Gremlin waiting in the wings across the bar with the pickup artist waiting for us to look at it so it can come running over and give us its pickup line. So if we start small, we can kind of sneak in some changes without Gremlin becoming, too rambunctious. You know, it'll perk its little ears up and it's like, what is she doing? What's Erica doing? Well, let me watch and see what she's doing first before I say anything. So if we start small, you know, one 10-minute walk a week, choose which day, put it on your calendar. You don't have to lock yourself in to say 8 a.m. It can depend on your calendar, what's going on that day. A lot of my clients do that. They're like, well, I know I'm going to do Thursday morning, but I just don't know exactly what time in the morning. That's fine. Try to be as specific as you can, so that you are committing to yourself and you're making that plan, you're setting some goals. So for instance, I can tell you with movement, the recommendation is to work your way up to 150 minutes of activity a week. A lot of my clients are starting at zero and that's fine. You know, we're not going to go from zero to 150 overnight. We're just not going to do that because we've not been doing it. So we want to make a plan. That's the plan we want to get to. You could give yourself 6 months to work up to that if you wanted.
And I think that's important for folks to know is that you do have the ability to set your own goals, to see what works for you and make it slow progression, add on time and do what's right for you. And I love the calendar idea because I always tell people, if you put something on your calendar, then you know it's there. It doesn't mean it has to be at the same time every day. And you don't cancel an appointment with an important person like your doctor or your boss. So why are you canceling an appointment with yourself? Because you are the most important person.
Right. Yes. And, you know, and just as, you know, you might have meetings get rescheduled. Well, you can reschedule your activity as well.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So I think that's really, really a good point is, you know, make a plan, set your goals, know that it's one step at a time and it doesn't have to be all the way up, you know, to reach your goal doesn't mean that you start at the goal, right?
Exactly. That's a great way to say that. Exactly.
It's like a football field. You got to make a touchdown, but that doesn't mean you start there, right? You are way back in the field.
Exactly. And
you have to make your way one line at a time, each yard counts and celebrate that as you go through.
Exactly. And just on the football field, they get a penalty and go backwards. Well, they don't let it stop them.
Right.
They move back.
Keep
moving forward. Exactly. And it's the same thing. And that's, you know, what I say to my clients too is, you know, if we have 6 months, we have a year, there's going to be ups and downs. We're human. This is life. But the more we can plan for it, the better we can overcome those challenges. You know, the beginning is always the most hard, is the hardest in the beginning because it's new. We're trying to get something new going. We're trying to get some momentum going. And, you know, a month goes in, 2 months, 3 months, it gets easier. And then once you settle in, and with the activity or, you know, get moving, we can start with 10 minutes, say one day a week, work on, you know, your minutes, getting up to 150 minutes, and then you work up to intensity level. Right. You know, with eating, work on changing out breakfast, and then change out something else, or reduce soda intake. It can be something as simple as everything else is the same for now, but let me reduce how much soda I take in.
Yeah, it's that, it's those little steps that, yes, they're little, but they make a big impact.
They really do.
Thank you again so much, Sandy, for joining us. And like I said, it's always a pleasure to have you on. And how can people reach you one more time to get some of these tips and tricks and learn more about yourself and maybe get some of those books?
Absolutely. Thank you, Erica. I've enjoyed being here. So my website is livewellandenjoylife.com. You can also reach me at contactme@livewellandenjoylife.com. And I'm also on Amazon under Cassandra Shaw, Cassandra S. Shaw. And my books are there, The Art of Stress Relief, all the books Erica mentioned at the top of the show.
Thank you again. I'd love to have you on. I love your tips and trips. I'm going to be talking about the gremlins and the pickup artists. I know for sure. But I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any portion of today's episode or want to listen again or to other shows, go to GetRootedRadio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? Am I thriving or just surviving? If the answer is no, take time to think about what you need to do and then take action to make that answer a yes. One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour call with me. No charge, no obligations. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to find out how I can help you take action. And if you are ready to live, love, and let go, join me for my signature 12-week group coaching series, The Rooted Life. This series will assist you in achieving your goals and moving forward by letting go of the things that no longer serve you, learning to love yourself and others fully, and living life to its fullest. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to learn more about the 12-week series and to get that free Empower Hour. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing day, and I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you have missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.